Any observations or thoughts in terms of complications specifically in cervical cancer for people receiving Bev, particularly local pelvic complications, fistulae, et cetera, in relation to radiation therapy?
So there is a very small, what we call GI perforation rate in ovarian, but what happens in cervical is a vaginal fistula rate. It's not the same thing. When you get a GI perforation ovarian cancer, you get a blown out appendix, a ruptured diverticular abscess, a duodenal ulcer that ruptures. But a fistula between the rectum and the vagina can happen almost at 9% of cervical cancer patients. So the GI perforation in ovarian is frequently lethal. It's a terrible thing in cervical cancer, but it's not lethal. But it's much more common in cervical cancer, these vaginal fistulas. And it needs to be carefully considered as a risk and weighed against the four-month improvement in overall survival. And I think you just mentioned that those patients that do get fistulas in cervical cancer, all of them, to our knowledge, have had prior pelvic radiation. But again, the risk is still relatively, I guess, low, 9%.